Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Come in, please. Please, sit. Make yourself comfortable. I'm sorry to call you in so late, Miss Chambers. I know you are usually getting ready to go to sleep at this hour, but I didn't want to let this wait until morning.
Brady said you think you can fix me?
Brady? Ah, yes, your nurse. Well, fix isn't exactly the word I'd like to have used, but I think I have an idea that might stop your episodes.
I'm all ears, Doc.
Well, as you know, your case is quite unprecedented. None of us here have ever heard of such frequent and vivid episodes of sleep paralysis. We previously thought, because of the hyperactivity we assume is happening in your amygdala, that you were experiencing some sort of panic attack that was triggering these episodes of paralysis. However, we couldn't see any signs of your body's defense response kicking in, so...
Sorry, my amygdala?
Sorry, let me start over. In simple terms, the fear center of your brain is going off like a live wire, a common symptom of a panic attack. However, you aren't tapping into your fight or flight reflexes, so it appears that your fears only related to your paralysis and hallucinations.
Well, I could have told you that. Where does the fixing me part come in?
I'm getting there. Basically, I was at a loss for how to help you, but a friend of mine gave me a call today and I told her about the hard time I was having with your case, and you wouldn't believe my luck. She had dealt with a similar case a few years ago. A patient of hers had recurring episodes of sleep paralysis. Less severe than yours, but after a while of studying him, she tried prescribing him on clomipramine. After a bit of time on the drug, he stopped experiencing episodes of sleep paralysis.
Cloma what now?
Clomipramine. It's an antidepressant.
I'm not depressed. I mean, I have a generally pessimistic outlook on life, but I think that's just my personality.
It's not just prescribed for depression. Sometimes doctors will prescribe drugs for their side effects rather than their intended use. Clomipramine has been known in several cases to help patients sleep, and has been able to decrease and even completely stop extreme cases of sleep paralysis.
All right, then sign me up. Give me the pill.
I'm prescribing you a short course of it as a trial run, and if all goes well, I'll give you a refillable prescription. I know you're leaving us tomorrow morning, so you won't be able to see if it's worked while you're here, but I'd like to schedule some follow-ups in the next few weeks to see how you're doing.
You really think this'll work?
I have very high hopes.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
You know what happened with Jesse the other night?
Why, yes, but you're not supposed to.
I know I'm not supposed to know about it, but she's my friend, and I'm worried about her.
Do you mind me asking how you became aware of Jesse's situation?
You want the simple answer or the more complicated one?
I'm assuming your question has to do with the complicated answer, so I'll take both.
Well, the simple answer is I saw the bruises on her neck and heard something about a patient being on suicide watch and connected the dots.
And the complicated answer?
Last night, during my episode, I saw Jessie. Or a hallucination of her, I guess. When I saw her, she was choking and clutching at her throat, and when I was able to pull myself out of it and wake up, I just knew that something was wrong. I told Brady someone needed to go check on her, and like a minute later, another nurse came running in saying something was wrong with Jesse. I know it seems a little far-fetched, but have you ever heard of someone predicting something like that?
Well, sure. It's common when we have an emotional connection to people to let our worries for their well-being slip into our subconscious. The two of you have become friends in your time here. You must have picked up on her behavior that day and it manifested into some sort of dream.
That's basically what Brady said, but this felt different than any other episode I've had in the past 4 years. I don't think it was just my subconscious telling me something was wrong. I think I knew, like, really knew it on a different level that she was going to hurt herself.
Like some sort of premonition?
I guess. I just... Was anything different last night from the other nights that I've been here, like, in my brainwaves or whatever?
No. Everything was essentially the same as it has been. I truly think that you just had a bad feeling that turned out to be right, Nova.
Yeah, I guess. Thanks, Doc.
If you have any more questions, be sure to let me know.
Yeah.
So, do you think it'll work?
I don't know. I hope so. I mean, it worked for the other guy, right? Why shouldn't it work for me?
I think that is surprisingly optimistic.
Fuck off!
Arms up. Lie back.
Last time we have to do this whole thing. You gonna miss me?
Probably not.
Hey!
I might miss you. But then I'll remember how much of a pain in my ass you were, and that sentiment will go right out the window.
Ha ha. Whatever, beefy.
What does that even mean, beefy?
I think she meant the muscular kind of beefy, like football beefy.
Huh. Well, we're all done here, kid. Get some sleep.
Sir, yes, sir.
She's coming home tomorrow morning. You said you were going to clean this place up.
I got distracted.
By what? You're here all day.
Stop yelling at me.
Oh my god, Nova, please come home.
Get up. Get up.
Ow.
Get up.
No, no, stop.
Don't hurt her. Don't.
Stop, please.
Whoa, whoa, hey, what are you doing, kid?
She's hurt. I have to help her.
What? Who's hurt?
I don't know. Some girl. She was going for a run.
You're not making any sense, Nova.
She's hurt. Get off. Get off me. Let me go.
Nova, calm down. It was just a dream.
I have to help her.
It's just a dream. Just a dream. You're safe. It's just a dream. You're safe here.
I need these pills to work. They don't feel like dreams anymore.
You all finished with those forms, sweetie?
Yeah, Dr. Connors mentioned coming back for some follow-up appointments.
Yes, someone will be contacting you in the next couple of days to set those up. Was there something else I could help you with?
Do you think there's a patient here that I sort of became friends with, but I didn't get a chance to say goodbye? Do you think I could leave my number for her?
Oh, I don't know.
Please, I don't want her to think I just left without saying anything.
Here, write it down quickly.
Could you give it to Brady? He'll know who it's for.
Sure, sweetheart.
I made it. I'm on time.
Barely. How many traffic laws did you break on the way here?
If you don't get caught or cause an accident, it doesn't count. You ready to get out of here?
Yeah, let's go. Bye, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. You have a good day.
Let's get you home.
We need to stop by the pharmacy on the way.
Why? Did they give you a prescription for something?
Yeah, my doctor thinks it might stop my sleep paralysis.
Really? That's great! How long should it take before it starts working?
I don't know. A couple days, maybe a week.
So am I not supposed to ask? I mean, we don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
No, it's okay to talk about it. It was just weird, I guess. Honestly, I kind of felt like a lab rat. Every night, they attached so many wires to me, but I'm glad I did it. If these pills work, then it was all worth it.
I think it'll work. If your doctors are confident, then I am too.
Yeah. So, when are you leaving?
Why do you think I'm leaving?
You never stay put for too long, Lana. You have the attention span of a bunny rabbit.
Well, you're not wrong, but I was actually thinking about sticking around for a bit. If that's cool with you.
That depends.
On what?
How much of a mess is my apartment right now?
Please, have a little faith in me.
Considering the tornado of laundry that follows you wherever you go, I think I'm reasonably skeptical.
Everything is exactly the way you left it, smartass.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. Hayden was halfway up my ass the past 3 days, making sure everything was back to your highly neurotic level of tidiness.
You've been hanging out with Hayden?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since, like, right after you left for a week and he came by looking for you?
You didn't tell him where I was, did you?
Of course not. Do I look like an idiot?
So what the hell have you two been doing for a whole week?
Waiting for you to get home. Chill out, would you? I'm not trying to steal your man.
Please. He doesn't like me like that.
Funny. He said the same thing about you. Why are your keys so damn complicated?
See, it's not just me.
Silver one is the deadbolt, gold one is the handle.
Hey.
Hi.
So this whole reunion is real cute, but I still can't get this fucking door open.
Give me those.
Okay, who wants cookies?
Where are they from?
I made them.
You baked?
Don't sound so surprised. Here, try one. I gotta pee.
You made these, didn't you?
What? No. Okay, how did you know?
Because Lana specializes in cold eggs and burnt toast, and she rarely reads expiration dates. It's a general rule of survival not to eat anything she makes.
To her credit, the cookies were her idea. And she did put in a lot of effort into several batches of charred hockey pucks.
Thanks for keeping her company this week.
It's what I'm here for.
So, what do you think?
Delicious. You've gotten a lot better in the kitchen.
This episode of All in My Head was written and directed by Alexandra Tandon. It featured Mia Passarella as Nova, Grace Hansen as Dr. Connors, David Bradburn as Brady, Michael DiNardo as Hayden, Nicole Knutson as Lana, Marissa Tandon as Nightmare Girl, Megan Reisberg as The Receptionist. Our associate producer is Stephanie Gordon. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media. We are at All My Head Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. For bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes early, visit our website at allinmyheadpod.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.